Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome back to I Read Online Somewhere, here every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your teachers. Science teachers at school. I'm Amy, and I didn't ask those questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two science teachers, Andrew and Ross, who can help us answer them now. So, hi.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, so we're now, what's this, episode six?
Yeah.
And this week it's me, and we're all about ghosts. It's not all about ghosts, but it's what I read online this week. We seem to ask questions every time we are going to get into something.
I think it's more fun than just chatting.
No, I'm going to ask a question about my article. We always just quiz each other. Yeah, we're always like, so.
Still in lockdown mode.
What's your favourite shade of red?
Well, next time I will just do a monologue and we'll see how everyone enjoys it.
No, thank you.
So today on Space with Ross.
To be honest, I can imagine Andrew getting headhunted because he's got a really nice voice.
He does. Have you not been headhunted already? Have you not on TV?
I have been on TV. So folks, if you haven't seen me on TV, please go and watch Scary Adult Things. I think it's episode 4 I'm in, all about gaming.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm going to do my quiz now.
Yeah, you can. Sorry, quiz time.
So, I already know Ross's answer to this, but Andrew, do you believe in ghosts?
So I want to say no, but I was once in London. And
if they're listening, yes.
But if you could, please don't come out of my cupboards or from underneath the bed. No, I was once in London and I woke up in the middle of the night and I'm convinced that two Victorian people were standing at the end of my bed. And I heard I heard keys going, and it was an old building that I was in. It was an old Victoria building I was in. And I thought the keys were for the people in the room next door. But they were so loud that I kind of woke up and I looked up to the end of the bed, and then there was these two people. I could describe them. Like the guy had a suit on, the woman had a long black dress with a kind of tiara type thing on her head. And then when I turned out the lights, they weren't there. And then I slept with the lights on forever. And then when I looked after a dog recently, started barking at something in the corner, and there was nothing in the corner. So I slept with the lights on that night too.
Creepy.
Yep.
Creepy. So, okay. And Ross? Yeah, Andrea, you've not really answered. Do you believe in them? Yes or no?
So, no. So, my science brain's like, no. But my fun, happy time brain...
My body!
But my other brain is saying, hells to the yeah. So, I could, if there was more evidence. I'm ready for you. My mind to be blown.
That's a very political answer. I need a yet. Like, so, are you saying yes or no?
Well... Is it really, Amy, about whether or not I believe in ghosts or whether or not the fact that ghosts believe in me? Your candidate for ghost politician.
Ghost politics. Name ghost of politics. This episode.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, I'm saying like 75% yes. But I'm 25% no.
I'm like 25%.
I'll let you have that.
Okay,
Ross,
thanks.
You just 100% no.
I'm 100% no.
Okay. So, what I read online this
week... Did I not get
to
tell my ghost stories?
No. Okay. Well, you don't believe, so no. Is about there was a study done for people who believe in ghosts and don't believe in them, and it tells you a little bit about like your style of thinking. So skeptics tend to be Rise Ross, like.
I was going to say whether you're an idiot or not.
Well, actually, no, because they did research on that, and there has been studies in the past that say that people that are more likely to believe have shown like signs of not being bright, let's say. But actually, that's been disproved now. It's more their way of thinking, which this kind of makes sense. So skeptics tend to be characterized by an analytical thinking style, which I'd completely agree with Ross. So if you give someone, one of them, like an abstract problem, they think of all the different ways to solve it. So in your head, if we give you a problem, you would think of all the different ways to solve it, and then you would pick the best way to solve it. Whereas people that believe tend to just do things intuitively. So they'll just go with their instinct.
Without thinking.
Well, classic skeptic. we'll just go with their instinct.
Classic analytical.
So yeah. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, what would you?
I would honestly say I'm genuinely 50-50.
About believing in ghosts or analytical?
Oh, analytical, and like I am so instinctive. Like I'll just be like, yeah, I'll just do this. Like I don't like
thinking.
Don't like thinking too much. You know, you just have like a list of numbers, and it's like what number would come next in the sequence, and you've got to work out what the sequence is. So it could be like.
Every number's plus on, 2, got you, yeah.
Or something rubbish like that that you don't actually need in everyday life. But yeah, I just can't be bothered with things like that. So I'll look at it really quickly, and if I can't do it within like a minute, if it's not clear, I would honestly just miss that question because I just don't see the point.
Huh.
Whereas Ross,
that's
like,
fair.
Oh, great, this is like the best thing ever.
Oh, is it a bit like, Ross, do you like that maths Wordle? I can't remember what it's called. Nerdle. Have you played Nerdle?
I have done a bit of Nerdle, yeah.
Nerdle.
Yeah, that's right up Ross's street. Or like, there's Ross is good with things like that, or every time he comes to my mum, my parents' house, mum's like, hi Ross, just got something for you to put up. It's always like a DIY thing. Or like,
oh, nice.
Like solving something that the rest of my family have got the patience to do.
Like
he had to like untangle like a really big knot once, just because no one else could do it. Or put a pulley up.
Do you think she's just trying to keep him busy?
Open my parents'
office. Do you think they're just trying to keep him busy? Like, ugh. Ross, you do this.
I don't want to talk to him. You can do this for half an hour.
They just think the same as me. And cool. They just don't have... I think a lot of it comes down to patience. And I'm like, I don't want to waste my time on that. So I just don't.
Oh, that's... Yeah, well... Thing is, though...
I think I've become probably more analytical, though, Ross. You've known me for 10 years, so...
Oh, yeah, I would say, yeah.
And so have you, Andrew.
Oh, well, then. Yeah, rubbing off.
Yeah, but I thought that was... It kind of makes sense, though, doesn't it? Because I think the skeptics will be able to... If they're looking at, like, loads of different like solutions or potential solutions, then they're in their head thinking, oh, that is...
They're already
finding
problems with the explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
Amy's science test. Question number one. Would aliens look like us?
We don't know.
Is that your final answer?
I reckon probably not, because we look like us because we've like adapted to the planet, like our surroundings. And if they're from like, I can't think of, I don't know, Mars is hotter, is it? I don't know.
No.
Help. No, which is a really hot one.
Mars is colder.
Venus. Oh, damn it. Okay, if they're from like, say Venus, and it's hotter, then they won't have any hair because they don't need hair.
Won't have hair because on Venus it rains sulfuric acid.
Yeah, they're probably not going to come from Venus.
Well, do you know what I mean? But yeah, so they would look different to us because unless it was like, what's that Einstein theory about? There's like one of me in a different planet somewhere else. There is
parallel universes.
Is that what it is?
Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. There's something like that. Like, there's me somewhere else.
Yeah, every time you make a decision, like,
the
universe
like
is branch. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Who's that, Einstein?
Not Einstein. Who it is, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think there's... I'll do my opinion, then Andrew can jump
I
think there's a chance that they will look similar to us. Most of the most intelligent species on... Well, no, that's maybe not right. The most intelligent species on Earth is humans, and chimps coming close, and we're bipedal. And that means we walk on two legs.
What is with you in the Latin recently, in the last episode as well?
So I suspect...
Carpe diem.
I suspect aliens would look a bit like us, as in probably walk on two legs to support a big head. But yeah, it would be maybe different skin colour, different... Probably still be some sort of light sensing device, but they might see an infrared because they might be in a star that's close to a red giant or a red dwarf, so they'd see different colours. But I suspect they'd be similar-ish. Andrew, what are your thoughts?
I suppose kind of a combination of both. Depending on how they evolved would ultimately change what they look like. So, yeah, it depends on what planet they've come from. So, like you say, with eyes, they're going to... They could see in a completely different wavelength of light to us, which would possibly mean that they're, you know, blind here, or they can't see what we can see. Or, you know, they might... Yeah, they might walk on four legs. They might have arms for legs. They might have, in terms of their feet might still be palm-shaped like ours. So at the moment the toe has kind of moved up, but at one point it was kind of roughly where your thumb was, so you could grasp. Do I think they'll look like us? It's hard to say. Possibly not. Now the reason...
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And I would say possibly not, is because unless of course they've discovered like super ways to travel through space, like super quickly, you know, to get here, then space will have an impact on what they'll look like as well. So because we know that space has an effect on bone density and muscle mass and all that sort of stuff. So unless they've fixed that by the time, and this is if they arrive here, they might look slightly different. I mean, but also their breathing composition might be different. I don't know if you've heard that thing about how there's a theory that, you know how we breathe oxygen, that's how we stay alive.
Yeah.
That actually oxygen, that when we die, the reason we die is because we've died by suffocating, because oxygen concentration, like, so you're just taking in so much oxygen that eventually becomes toxic to us. But they might breathe something different. They might breathe all the nitrogen, which would be great, because we don't breathe it. I mean, it's used for pretty much everything else, but they might use it. So you're right, it is hard. But yeah, you can postulate. Be quite exciting. And you never know.
I've given that a lot of thought, Andrew.
It's evolution. It's what happens if something evolved on a different planet. Yeah, it is quite exciting. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, I think that the problem we've got is we've only got one example of life at the moment.
Yeah.
And intelligent life. So yeah.
Yeah, and most of the life that we're probably going to look for or find is not going to be looking like us. It's probably going to be bacteria somewhere. Or maybe a teeny tiny little tardigrade. A water bear. The cutest little microbe ever.
Yeah, we talked about them as
well. So yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Right, on to question two. Question two. What voltage will kill you? Oh, lovely.
From like electric?
Yes.
Shock. What's a light is like 60 watts? Is that anything to do with, I don't know.
Watts is power.
Oh, geez.
Which is the amount of energy per second.
I can't even comprehend, like...
So voltage is the amount of energy given to a coulomb of charge. So the amount of energy given to...
Rolls off your tongue. More Latin.
Wait,
the amount
Amy,
of energy that is given to each electron.
Amy, as it was recently Star Wars Day, I must give you this clue. It's a trap!
Okay, but you guys are just really confusing me. I don't watch Star Wars.
Oh, man. Like, add that to the... Right, to be fair,
Star Wars is pretty rubbish.
I thought you were going to say, like, imagine a lightsaber.
You can't... Lightsabers are
real.
Oh,
wait, okay. Wait a minute. I think I know what the answer is.
I got too excited.
Think, what, from your coughing? I think I know what the answer is. Is it the vaults don't kill you? It's your feet are on the ground... And it's the ground. I don't know. I just know that it's your.
It's, the vaults don't kill you. Andrew, what kills you?
Well, I really want to sing that song. You know that song that's like a gangster.
Rabbits. Rabbits.
Yeah, that's what I really want to say. But
I'm glad we all went to the same.
That's a goldie looking.
Shout out to the over 30s.
I do believe, however, it is current that will kill you.
It is indeed current that kills.
There was a moment where I was like, is it? Oh, no. Yeah, current kills you. But that's about as much as I know.
So main supply in the UK is 230 volts. If you get that through you, you'll probably be fine. A static shock, just from taking off your jumper, can be something like 1,000 volts or even 10,000 volts. You know when you take your jumper off and then you touch a chair or something, you get a shock.
Yeah.
That can be up to 10,000 volts.
Oh.
But there's no current.
But the current's very small, so it doesn't kill you.
Oh.
Is that how the... sorry to teacher talk here. Is that how the Van de Graaff generator works?
Yeah.
Is that why it doesn't kill you?
Right, just call it what everyone else... calls it, the thing that makes your hair stand up.
The thing that makes your hair stand up in the end.
Yeah, the Van de Graaff generator.
See, they scare me.
So they can get up to 20,000, 30,000 volts. But you'll get a pretty bad shock if you touch it while you're touching the ground, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to be standing on a insulated box so that when you touch it, your hair stands up.
Okay.
But yeah, 30,000 volts through you, because that's getting a constant supply, actually that... If you had something like a pacemaker, that could be dangerous to you.
Oh.
But for a normal person with a healthy heart, it should be okay. Oh, no.
That is our child woken up.
We're on the most exciting bit as well about voltage and killing us. You can get high voltages that don't kill you, but if you have a high voltage that's constant, it's more likely to have a high current, so that can kill you.
Me and Andrew are both just thinking electric six. Danger, danger. Remember that?
High voltage. I love that song.
Such a weird music video, though.
I mean, it wasn't their weirdest song, but...
It's not the remember them though.
Yeah, so what can kill you is 0.2 amps. That's enough to stop your heart. So that's roughly when you use a defibrillator. That's roughly the current that they try and pass through your heart to stop and start your heart.
Oh, is that what it does? It stops your heart and then restarts it?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, it resets the...
To try and get it to work.
It resets the sinoatrial node, which is in the heart. Come on, I never get to use my big words. The sinoatrial node basically is what tells you, it's your heart's pacemaker that tells the heart to beat, and it sends the electrical signal across the heart.
Yeah. So,
Ross is like, yeah, biology, cool. Mm-hmm. Physics.
So back to physics. Yeah, so you can get that voltage through you from, like if you touch main supply 230 volts, you can get that voltage through you, but only if you're soaking wet. If you're soaking wet, it lowers your resistance, and lower resistance increases the current, and that's why you get told not to mix water and electricity. That's why everyone knows that, but they don't exactly know why. It's because the water lowers
If you go to LT Surge's gym, you want to be using your water Pokemon?
No.
Is it the way around?
The other way around.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you want to use your ground Pokemon because it pulls the electricity down.
It's the other way around. If you're fighting Misty, you want to use your electric one.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Another obscure reference.
That we all get, but...
Mm. Yeah. So don't mix water and electricity. That's when you put a... People joke about putting a toaster in the bath and things.
Or what women want.
Maybe don't joke, yeah. It's a mixture of you being connected to ground with water. That's what reduces your resistance. Question 3. How do car engines work?
I don't know, actually. I never thought about it. You turn a key and off you go.
What'd you put in?
Petrol.
Okay.
Diesel. Water. I mean, I don't put any of this in that.
Do not put water
water in your car.
You do have to put water.
Yeah, not in the fuel bit, though.
Oh, right. If I'm honest, I've never... you know the bit in your test where it's like you've got to show them where you'd put oil and all that? I couldn't do that now. I have never... I don't even know... I've not put petrol in the car in probably about 3 years, I'd say, Ross. Maybe even longer. I think I'd be quite nervous with petrol in. But I don't know where the screen wash goes, where the oil goes. I don't know any of that.
I don't know.
I don't even know how you lift up the bonnet.
Oh, you have to do that weird thing. So there's something underneath the steering wheel that clicks it out, and then you have to run your hand like your feet in a horse underneath the bonnet until you find the clicky thing. And then you find the clicky thing, and then you lift it up. Yeah.
There you go. This isn't my car.
No, I'm not sure. I don't know. Something running. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Okay, so you put petrol in.
Yeah. Petrol in.
What's happening to the petrol?
It's feeding through something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Going through the engine, running through it.
And then does what? Goes where?
Out the exhaust. Turn it into water.
Okay, it does turn into water. That's good. Well done. But you burn it essentially.
Okay.
So petrol goes in, you burn the petrol. That causes the gas to expand, which pushes a piston, which causes the crankshaft to move. I don't know the correct word.
It's like you got halfway through and then forgot.
I don't know. There'll be a proper name for that. One
yeah,
turns,
the same,
yeah,
same
the thing.
Energy.
I think
Latin for it.
I think crankshaft is right. But no, yeah, you're right. So the oil gets sprayed in, and then it's compressed, right, as the piston comes down. Then there's the small explosion, which is what your spark plugs are for. They cause the explosion, but cause the piston to move up, which then moves other parts of the gears, which then, yeah, moves the car forward. And then, yeah, generates water.
Nice.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I would not have thought that.
Yeah.
So, if you happen to know what the real name of the crankshaft is, please do let us know by making contact at iReaditOS@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok at iReaditOS and tell us then. If you could please leave us some reviews and messages, it's really great because it helps us move up the charts, and we hope to hear with you next week. Bye.
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 Trying to do Amy there.
Did we both try and do Amy there?
Yeah, just don't get a screaming child.
Right, okay. Bye.
Adios.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.